This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome to today's teleclass called Creating a Life You Love. This class is going to be about a particular process of conscious co-creative manifestation. Basically being able to interact with the environment and the universe to create a life that you can really get behind and really love and be fulfilled by. So I am Jo Delamore. I'm a holistic health counselor, and I have a practice called Radiant Balance, which is an online support center and a practical counseling practice. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that as we go here, too. But basically, I am excited to be on the call with you today and share this important information. And I'd love to hear from one of our callers that's live on the call with us today to just hear why they've come to the call, what brings you to the call, what interests you about manifestation. Anybody that wants to jump in can.
Hi, Joe. This is Sasha talking.
Hi, Sasha.
I called in because I've been having a lot of trouble seeing the right side of things that have been going on and figuring out where I want my life to go. So I could definitely just, I guess I'm seeking direction, but also like help in how to turn around the way I'm looking at things.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, this is Catherine.
Hi, and Catherine.
Hi. I would just like to kind of hone in on some skills to be more clear in what I am trying to manifest. I think that's been part of my block is, like, you know, not communicating clearly with the universe, maybe because I'm not really clear within myself. So just finding some clarity.
Great. Great. Awesome. And those are, both of those motivations are going to hopefully be met here on the call today. I find that many of us are kind of just feeling as though life is happening to us, kind of like in a whirlwind of circumstances and experiences and obligations and things that just kind of go ahead of us that we're trying to catch up with. And developing the skill of co-creative manifestation is a way of kind of getting a little bit behind the driver's seat more in our lives and just feeling more empowered about the choices that we're making and understanding and seeing how things are unfolding in our lives so that we can really be joyful about them. And also, like Catherine says, to be more specific so that what we're creating is actually what we want to be creating, not just kind of a whirlwind of different thoughts that are moving through. So this concept has recently been made popular by the book and the movie called The Secret. And so I just am aware that many of you might be somewhat familiar with the concept based on The Secret. And what we're going to be talking about today is partially in alignment with that. And then there also are some areas where my method and viewpoint kind of differs. So I just wanted to kind of bring that in for the concept of context and vocabulary. In The Secret, they work with the law of attraction, which is basically you put it out there and then you get it back. So that's going to be a main concept that we're dealing with today. One of the reasons why I think this concept is so important for us now in our lives and what I can hear from both Sasha and Catherine is that many of us live in a very disempowered way, and we live in a very disempowering culture. Basically, we've been taught that our own innate wisdom isn't as valuable as the cultural wisdom. So from a very early age, we've been taught to put that away and to trust our teacher or our parents or the media or whatever, some outside view on what we should be doing. So we're going to be talking about how each of us actually has the ability to be fully empowered if we can connect with that divine energy that's within us and learn how to cooperate with it. Then we can be in a place of personal empowerment. We can choose joy and freedom and fulfillment. And that actually it's possible that we're all able to do that without detracting from anybody else, which goes against one of our kind of popular cultural beliefs, is that if I'm going to succeed and be prosperous, then somebody else is going to have to suffer. And that's not the case here at all. In fact, the more of us that reclaim our empowerment and our joy and our personal fulfillment, the more opportunity there is for other people to do that too. So it's really just a shifting of the way we interact with the world. Not one of us has to be obligated or scared or miserable or deprived. That kind of energy on the planet doesn't help. It doesn't help ourselves and it doesn't help other people in our lives. So that's something that I'm going to suggest that we just, you know, find it in our lives, pick it up, and let it go. To start out, I want to share the very popular Marianne Williamson quote that Nelson Mandela used in his inaugural speech, because I think it really just brings perspective back into this concept of really the value of really taking our own personal empowerment to the highest potential. So she tells us that it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So if our intention is to be available to other people, to be of service to the world and other people, then the very first thing that we have to do there is to break free of our fears and really step into that glory of God that's inside of us. And now God can be, she's using the kind of conventional term God here, but it can be referred to really in any way, that vibrancy of life, that universal energy that supports all life, that just that innate knowing that we have inside of us, that's what she's talking about. So to really step into our truly fulfilling lives is not selfish at all. It totally serves the whole. And as our health, wellness, and joy and prosperity improves in a healthy and respectful way, it's going to improve for all. We are going to talk about a certain process that I find really helpful here, but it's not about magic or trickery or exertion of power. This process is actually a way of aligning with that force.
Hi.
Hi, hey, did somebody just join the call?
Yeah, this is Savra.
Sorry, hi, Savra. That's okay. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
We are just starting to talk about aligning with this universal force of life within us.
Awesome.
Yeah. Good thing. So, okay, so this process is going to be, it carries its power in aligning with that force. It's not about overpowering something else. It's about kind of clicking into the power that already exists within you. And that's why I call it co-creative manifestation. It's a co-creative process. It's about cooperating with what's already there. So what's already there, like I was saying, is we could call it God, we could call it vibrancy, we could call it life force, chi, we could call it, you know, cosmic intelligence. And what we're seeing now through quantum science is that our projections, our expectations have everything to do with the outcome. In certain experiments that they're doing now, they're seeing that they can be doing the same experiment with different ideas of what the outcome is going to be, and the outcome will be showing different things. And to me, what this is pointing to is something that humans have known since the beginning of time. It's actually one of the most ancient and universal paradigms that human beings have worked with, is that we live in an intelligent universe, in a conscious universe that is living and responding to us all the time. So, you know, this concept exists in Native American history, in South American history, in Aboriginal history, in African history, and it can be shown in some really beautiful ways through their different stories. And it's something that our culture has really kind of just forgotten about. We've lost it. So this co-creative process is about reclaiming that ancient knowledge that humans have had, that the world around us responds to us. So just as you've probably heard in this kind of concept before, the world around us responds to our negative thoughts or our self-defeating thoughts as well as it responds to our positive or self-fulfilling thoughts. So right now you are actually already working with a living universe and combining your intention, expectation, and power with its power and creating life circumstances all the time. So this process is going to be about, like Catherine was saying before, getting specific about it, making sure that what you're putting out is actually what you really want to cooperate on. Okay, so this is your life, and I believe that although we can't mastermind or control the outcome of our lives, we can participate, and we already are participating. So this is going to be a way of doing it in a positive, conscious way. The process that I use in my own life that I've kind of tested out over the years and refined and enjoyed, I've been able to break it down in kind of six different steps. Just to make it easier to communicate about. So we're going to go through the six different steps today, and while we do that, while I talk about this, I'm going to ask you each to kind of choose something in your own life that you'd like to focus on, and it could be something really specific and kind of short-term or small, or it could be something broad, but as we go through the different steps, I want you to have something tangible to be applying it to while I'm talking. So the different steps that we're going to work on, just so I can let you know ahead of time, are visioning, communicating, believing, aligning, working, and trusting with patience. Those are the six steps. So now you can kind of just take a moment to consider what you might want to work on today in the class. And you're going to have the opportunity in your own life to go ahead and do this over and over and refine it and experiment with it on different topics. So this doesn't have to be like the end-all, be-all choice. Just something that you can work with kind of easily today. It could be anything from, you know, changing your career, your job, to kind of working with your state of being, you know, your level of peace or generosity or happiness. Could be, you know, a relationship, resolution of a conflict, whether that's trying to get your toddler to eat vegetables or smoothing things over with a friend, trying to make a hard decision. It could be an improvement of your living environment, connecting with spirit, accomplishing some sort of goal. And it also could involve acquiring something material. You know, I mentioned this The Secret earlier, and I found that their main focus was on the material aspect. And for me, I think that it's only possible to do that kind of work, or to do this kind of work with a material focus, if it's in alignment with the good of all. So this whole concept really only is successful when we're in alignment with the good of, you know, the highest good for everybody. So that, if it is going to be something material, just taking it with that kind of consciousness into here. Okay, so hopefully you guys have all chosen your topic of focus for yourself. And now we're going to start with visioning. So visioning is an essential part of the manifestation process, and that's where I really believe we have to start with. So I'm just going to ask you to each to kind of allow yourself to become quiet within, sit comfortably, and breathe. Just bring your attention to your breath. Watch it coming all the way in and down into your belly and going back out. Just allow your body to establish its own natural rhythm. And then from this space, from the center space, to just call up that concept that you have chosen to work with today and start to imagine what you really would like to see develop in this area of your life. In your highest dreams, if you can allow yourself to really, truly dream up the highest expression of life without self-judgment, self-limiting ideas, or self-criticism, this is going to be a much more powerful process. And like I said, you're going to have the opportunity to do this after the call, and it may take a little while to kind of dig deep and get to that place. But the real game to this is to have fun with it, you know, to really see what would this be like if this did happen? What would you be like if this experience did unfold? What would you be doing? In what way would you be giving back to the world? How would it feel? What things would be in motion in your life? The more specific and the more creative you can be, the more successful this experience is going to be for you. So you can really just get elaborate, you know, get down to the details. If it's, you know, if it's a relationship that you're dreaming up, you know, you can dream about how it would feel to be in that relationship. What kind of things would you talk about with this person? What kind of adventures might you go on, or experiences that might be really exciting and wonderful. And just really get to that place, that kind of childlike place in your imagination that can be really excited and joyful about whatever this is that you're dreaming up. So that's the first step there. And hopefully you guys have maybe kind of just dabbled in that a little bit with your concepts that you're working with today. The next step here is to communicate, and this is also a very important part. This is going to help solidify the dreams. So we're kind of, the first stage is kind of an expansive stage where you just like open way up to the concept and take it all in. And now this stage is kind of condensing it and solidifying it, bringing it into a communicable form so that your brain really receives and understands the vision, and so also that the universal intelligence can really hear it in a very clear way. So the tricks around this aspect are to be really clear and really specific and really confident. So when you communicate that this is what your vision is, what your manifestation is, you want to communicate it in some sort of really positive and kind of present tense sort of way, the way that we create affirmations. So, you know, for instance, if you're looking to move into a more comfortable place, then you can kind of clearly say, I live in a comfortable home that has this, this, and this, you know, whatever like the important things are, or that costs less than this much money or that is located in this certain place. Like whatever your important specifics are around this communication. You can do this in a whole bunch of different ways. And, you know, we all have different kind of ways that our brain works and different ways that work better for us. So this could be in the form of writing it out, you know, in words, or it could be in creating some sort of imagery, drawing a picture or creating a collage. That's a concept that they do use in The Secret, is creating a vision board, like a collage of imagery. You could speak it aloud to someone else or into a recorder if that works better for you. Or create some simple and clear mantras, repeatable phrases that you can use in your daily life to make sure that you're communicating this intention and speaking it right directly to spirit. Or you can even create kind of some symbolic objects or something that you're able to meditate with or pray with. If they can really, if you can solidify the concept enough to infuse an object with all of your intentions there, then you can use it that way. So personally, I work really well with writing. That's always been my method of processing and communicating and, you know, kind of my personal therapy that I use. So when I do my manifestations, I write them out really clearly, you know, and I start from my broad brainstorm, my dream, and then I get really specific into a simple list or a simple, even sometimes just a simple sentence that kind of gathers up all of that information and holds it. And I'm also, I like to draw and I like to, you know, have kind of imagery around things. So I tend to take those words and then create a beautiful, like, portal around them. So this, to me, this is the way that I make it really solidified and communicate it really clearly, is that I decorate this area that looks like a doorway, and it has thank you and welcome, and then it has the information that I want to communicate inside. Like I said, we're all going to do this differently, but that's just an example of how you can get it kind of solidified enough that the universe is going to be able to pick that up with clear intention. Then the third step in this process that I've kind of come up with here is to believe. And now this sounds simple, but it might actually be one of the more difficult areas in the process. Believing that we're worthy of these dreams coming to fruition is essential. And this might take some practice. You know, it might take doing some manifestation work around things that are a little bit more believable for you as you and as you do that, you can gain confidence and gain kind of understanding that you are in fact worthy of these dreams coming to fruition. Also it's important that we believe that the universe or that spirit is capable of bringing these dreams to fruition. So there's two things here. Am I capable of receiving it? And is the universe capable of providing it? And like I said, this practice of just working with things that are more believable and kind of stepping it up to grander and grander visions is going to develop that confidence. And honestly, you'll be able to see that, yes, in fact, the universe or spirit is capable of everything. In fact, that's the only thing that's going on here, is that spirit is working. We'll see that many miraculous things that logically, you know, you wouldn't be able to kind of imagine how they would happen, have been able to come to fruition. So, this may include some kind of inner soul seeking. It might include some sort of practice to just get to that point of really believing more. Self-limiting beliefs or a lack of faith really could be enough to hold these dreams at bay. So if you're feeling like you're doing the process and you're kind of stuck in it, then that this might be an area to dig into. The universe will wait until you're able and ready to receive these gifts. So just that's just something to be aware of. The fourth step here is to align. So you want to begin behaving in your life as though your manifestation has already been fulfilled. You can do everything in your power to align with this dream by changing your actions or beliefs or language. For instance, if you're wanting to have a more compatible relationship with your spouse, and every time you get the opportunity, you say something negative about your relationship, you know, whenever you're talking to your friends or something, then that's going to be just reaffirming and keeping yourself stuck in that spot. If you create a manifestation that says, I'm ready to have a joyful, peaceful, wonderful relationship with my spouse, then by changing your language when you're talking to friends, and sometimes that means just holding your tongue, you know, if you can't really honestly say that, you know, we're having a great relationship yet, just, you know, take a break from complaining about it. And if you can, start bringing in different beliefs or language or actions to help support the manifestation process. That might be, you know, actually reaching out to your spouse and saying, well, let's do something together, where you normally would have thought, oh, well, he wouldn't want to do it anyways. So, you know, certain little things like that, you can just start shifting and behaving as though this has already happened in your life. Our outer world, we're really finding out more and more through mysticism, but also through our modern science, is a reflection of our inner world. So any feelings or thoughts that you have inside that could be shifted towards this fulfillment of your manifestation are going to help. So let's see, I think that makes hopefully enough sense there. And then the fifth part is work. So this, I think, is really, really important, and I think is sometimes overlooked. And many people who are drawn to this kind of idea of manifestation, it sounds a little bit like magic. So it sounds kind of like you can wave your wand and it just is going to happen. You know, all of a sudden you're going to be living in the house of your dreams with a joyful relationship and the job you love. And I really have found in my life and noticed and believe to be true that our honest work and willingness to kind of move through our fires and move through our fears and difficult parts in our lives are essential for this process. So it's kind of, you know, this is a co-creative process. So the universe does a huge, you know, disproportionate amount of the work by just even creating this world here and giving us these opportunities. And then we have to step up and do our part. So a huge part of that is following our intuition and acting on it. This is the acting part. So it's like your inner knowledge is going to guide you. If you can really pay attention to what feels right, what works, what doesn't work, if you can just really notice that sort of stuff and then move on it, act on it, and kind of bring it into the physical world as much as possible through your own choices and actions, then it's going to really help to support this whole process. Being willing to get your hands dirty and, you know, do things that might be a little challenging or, you know, sacrifice some time or energy towards this process is going to be rewarded tenfold by the universe. If you set this stuff in action, whatever your dream is, you do the visioning, the communication, you're working on the belief, you're aligning, and then you actually do some work towards it, then the universe is going to just kind of pave the path for you, make it so much easier. And then the final part here is trusting and being patient. And again, this part departs from the dream that this is all magic and we can wave our wand. And this is the part that really honors the divine and really steps us out of our own sense that we're in control here. Because really, our lives are part of a huge, intricate web of life. It's all interconnected. There are so many factors. There's no way in the world that any of us could start to really comprehend the complexities that are at hand here. So when we put out a manifestation, a dream, we're going to see results. We're going to see things happening in our lives. But they may come in kind of funny ways. They may come in ways that you wouldn't necessarily have dreamed, oh, that's the way it's going to happen. The timing and the way that things unfold could be kind of mysterious. And I believe that that's because there are so many strings or pieces attached here to this process. And I trust and believe that all of our lives unfold in the most divine kind of way, especially when we're interacting with this consciousness, and that sometimes miracles can happen that we wouldn't be able to predict. Universal time is really quite different than our time, than human time, and universal consciousness is quite larger. So sometimes things take a lot longer than we would want them to take. You know, maybe in our vision we think, oh, well, this is going to happen in 3 months. And we got it dialed in and it makes logical sense why it would happen in 3 months. And then 3 months comes and goes. Your manifestation hasn't come to fruition. And one common reaction to have here is to say, oh, well, that didn't work, and get frustrated with it. But what I've noticed in my own work and manifestations is that sometimes a piece of the manifestation or the whole manifestation won't come to fruition in the timing that I thought was going to be appropriate, and that then as I wait and as I continue to live my life and just pay attention, I realize that that I wasn't ready to receive it at that point, that maybe this other event that happened 4 or 5 months down the line had to occur first in order for me to be able to get really the highest expression of that manifestation. And then it unfolds, you know, kind of in this other way that was outside of my expectations. So trusting and being patient, just knowing that you're going to get what you get, and it's going to all just be fine. It's going to be perfect. I have a 5-year-old daughter, and one of her favorite things to say is that you get what you get and you don't get upset. So that is that's my advice for this part here, is just trusting that you've put the energy out in a really positive way, and you'll receive it in a positive way. It just might be a little bit different than you expected. So those are the 6 phases of this process. We've got visioning, communicating, believing, aligning, working, and trusting with patience. And hopefully, as I've been talking, your mind has kind of been able to also play with whatever concept it is that you've chosen for today. And I would love to open up the line now to kind of have some dialogue around this. What I'd love to hear is if anybody has any questions about any particular step, or if they've got any certain challenges around the thing that they're working with. So feel free to step in. Who's this?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, could you go over 3 again? The believing.
Uh-huh. Okay, so were there specific questions that you have around the belief part?
I think I just, I got really carried away in my imagery and drawing my vision, so I just didn't hear it all. So really what's happening for me and what I heard that I love is that to start small and just have,
uh-huh.
You know, a small vision, you know, because I first started out with this, oh, financial security. Well, that's so broad, and I think that's what I'm always trying to do is just have this really broad thing I'm trying to manifest. So I loved having, you know, just a smaller thing. And so I've kind of switched it over to this yoga and meditation class that I'm teaching next week and getting
Great.
The number of enrollment that I want. So
Great.
Really specific about that class has, you know, I just was on a roll. I was drawing out the class and everybody on their yoga mats.
Nice.
So I really appreciate that, but I kind of missed the believing part, so I just wanted to hear what you had to say about that just briefly.
Okay, yeah, great. And that really ties in, too, because if you choose something that's like financial security, for instance, this is a huge one. Most people would love to manifest that and, you know, maybe work with it over and over, but if you don't believe that you're worthy of financial security, then you're going to hold that dream at bay. You know, because there's unconscious things at work going on in there. And most of us have some sort of strange beliefs around money. And they're not just logical, practical, tangible things. They're mostly very deeply emotional experiences with money. So the money one is a great example. The belief thing is about believing that you're worthy of that dream coming to you and believing that the universe is capable of bringing it to you. So if you have some sort of lack of faith or self-limiting belief, then you're going to be doing all of this manifestation work, but at the same time you're going to be kind of counteracting it inside. And starting small is perfect. Because if you actually believe that you can teach that yoga class and have a fun time doing it and have, you know, X number of participants and make so much money from that class, if you believe those things, then you're really very likely to be successful with this manifestation. And that is going to build confidence and show you that you can do the next thing that might be a little bit more on your edge of belief. And as you do this more and more, then you're going to be able to build to a point of saying, like, oh, yeah, of course I can be financially secure. I am capable of it. I'm worthy of it. I do this work. I use my money well, you know, in good ways for the planet. And the universe has more than enough to go around. You know, if you can start actually believing those statements, then your grander manifestations are going to be successful as well.
Great.
Cool. You're welcome. Are there other questions, challenges, any specifics? No? Okay. Well, I'd love to hear from somebody else, too. Maybe, Sasha, if you'd be willing to kind of share what you're working with or any stumbling blocks along the way, something that we can
Well, first, I'd just like to say that this call is going exactly like you started talking about the expectation thing, and that's not something that I really hear people talking about when they're talking about manifestation, like changing your expectation. That was really a useful tool for me to think about things in a different way. But then also when Catherine just got on and asked you to repeat the part about believing, I didn't think I needed you to repeat that until you did. And then I just felt like, oh, wow, everything is going just the way that this is awesome. Like, it seems like it's flowing in my direction. And I had, like, all this huge stuff that I'm writing down to manifest. So I feel like I really need to, I need to pare it down before I can start working with it. Like, I have to come up with something smaller, and that's just what I was thinking about when you were asking
there.
So like making this a smaller thing, like you mentioned earlier, to live in a comfortable place and what that would entail. And I was laughing in my mind because one of the ones that I'm working with.
Uh-huh.
I'm living in this very small space with my family of four. And sometimes five, because my stepson comes by.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have running water. We don't have a bathroom here. We're parked outside a friend's house where they let us use their bathroom. Like, that's a huge one for us right now, just finding the comfortable space. So I guess a comfortable place that has running water was, like, the first thing that came into my head. So I guess I'll work on that.
Great. Great, and that's a very tangible, you know, very doable thing. Yeah. And even if you didn't listen to this class or never even considered manifestation, you would still be in the process of manifesting that,
right?
You know, because you'd be looking for an apartment. You know, that's just like what you do at this point.
Because I know that, and because I know that it'll happen.
Right. Of course, you're not going to live in the trailer forever.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So now you can take these tools and kind of play with them, because you might as well use them in this process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in a similar situation about 6 months ago where I was like, okay, well, I know I'm going to move, and I know I'm not going to live here forever. I'm moving cross-country, and I have to make a choice of where I'm going to live next. And in the past, when we did these types of things, it was like, okay, well, you look in the paper, and you, like, you know, choose kind of the lesser of the evils. You know? Like, you just, you kind of deal with what's available. And you don't put much thought into it, but you put a lot of maybe worry and effort into it. So because I had kind of gotten to a point of understanding this information and kind of using it in my life, I was like, oh, of course, let's apply the whole manifestation process to this. And this process actually helped me refine it even more so I could share it with people. But getting really specific down to, you know, whatever the location is going to be, the size, the even the layout of the house, you know, you can really, really dream it up. And you might choose, after you've really done the full dream part of it, you might choose to say, well, you know, these things are kind of, they'd be preferable, they'd be nice, but not necessary. And these things are really of the utmost importance. You know, for instance, like if it has to be under a certain amount of money for rent, or if, you know, you don't want kind of toxic materials in the environment, you know, or like whatever your like main thing is. You know, I was moving back to a town that I knew had a lot of mice in it. For me, it was like, no mice. That is... that's absolutely a definite. I'm not going to live in a place with mice. And so whatever your definites are, make sure you get really clear on them. And then, you know, step through the rest of the process and picture yourself living in that place with your family. Believe that you don't have to struggle with your place anymore. Believe that you can actually live in a comfortable place. And then, of course, like the work aspect of it, that means then you have to go out and go after it, you know, follow your leads and, you know, call people and really kind of show up when the universe gives you, might give you leads in kind of tricky ways where, you know, you have to be really alert to be able to pick them up. So, and another thing that I enjoyed, and I know that you have children, is to include my daughter in this process. So I did a whole bunch of kind of visioning work first, and I got really clear on what I wanted. But then I gave her the opportunity to dream it up. And, you know, I didn't make it a big deal or whatever. It was just kind of over breakfast, and I was talking with her, and I was like, so we're going to move soon. Like, what do you want your house to be like? What do you want? You know, what kind of things do you want? And she just rattled off this long list of elements that she wanted in her house. And looking back on our two lists, I found them after we moved in here. It was so fun to see that, you know, maybe there was maybe two things together on both of our lists that weren't part of this house. But all the rest of them we could just check off. So it was really fun to include her in the process, too.
Yeah, I've always, my dream has been always to live in a tree house, like to build it myself and live in it and sort of like be really, like build it in the ecological way, having like solar and catchment and things like that. And so I've been dreaming that up with my older son for quite a while. And I guess I do go with the fear around that. Like, the fear around that is by the time that I can do that, he's going to be too old to enjoy it. He's already grown, you know? And so I'm feeling that pull, too. And that was part of this move to begin with, because we moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, and now we're in this Winnie. And, like, my thing was, when we get there, we're going to do that. Like, we're going to do that when we get there. It's not, there's not going to be a step in between. And I feel like now there's still a step in between. There is going to be another place we have to live while we're working on that. And I guess that's also part of, like, letting go of the expectation and the X amount of time or whatever, you know. But that's the hard part for me right now, is letting go of that fear around, like, well, am I going to do this in the amount of time that it's still going to be enjoyable for him, you know?
That's totally understandable. I find that we're able to facilitate the process a lot more by trusting. You know, actually walking with that fear or that kind of desperation of, like, it has to happen within this time. I've noticed myself keeping my dreams at bay while I do that. So it kind of, it's like I want it to happen faster, but I'm making it happen slower. And when I'm able to accept and trust, then sometimes I notice it's, you know, certain things that I thought were going to take longer just start kind of trickling in.
I guess I want to know is, how do you do that? Like, how do you just let go? Like, I can see what I'm doing. I know that I'm putting this off. I know that it's my own fear, but I, like, I just have no idea how to just get that out of my head, you know? Like, how do I make it so that I really do believe it? How do I get to that point where I'm actually believing this thing and not going with the fear? Because I feel like it's always in the back of my head, and I tell myself when it pops up, I'm like, that's your fear, and you can't, like, you can't listen to that. And then I feel like that's what I'm manifesting, because that's what I really think, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's really tricky. It's ridiculous, because it's like we're trying to use our brains to, like, get out of our brains. And they don't always want to cooperate with us.
Mine never wants to cooperate.
Hi, Joe. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
I just want to comment on that, because I think what you said earlier really can be applied to what Sasha was just talking about, in that if you start small and you see it happen, then you're able to trust, and you're letting go of, you know, you're just getting more confidence to go for the next thing.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you can also start kind of, you can use your brain to get out of your brain in a way, because you can start looking around and seeing the things that have already happened, the miracles that happen every single day. And start just directing your attention towards them more than you direct your attention towards the things that haven't happened yet that you want to happen. So that's another, it's kind of a mind trick that you can play with yourself, where you're building your confidence by noticing what's already there. Then also, like Catherine reiterated, we can build our confidence by practicing and exploring and experiencing the miracles happening as we interact with them. And then also, just the thing that I found most helpful around all of this stuff, which is, you know, all this stuff that we're talking about is unconscious, kind of reactionary belief systems that are really hard to access. And what I've noticed is that if we can notice them, if we can be aware of them, then we have access to them. So just by kind of putting yourself on alert and noticing whatever those signals are that say I've stepped into fear mode, whether that means my shoulders are tensing or I've got, like, the blank stare going on and I'm like in another place and time worrying about something, or, you know, whatever little signals you can find that are going to alert you to the fact that you've stepped into an unconscious reactionary brain pattern, and then to just breathe. Literally, I know it sounds really, like, ridiculously simple, but it's the action of surrender and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can bring your attention to your breathing when you're in fear mode or in worry mode or in desperation mode, just start breathing and noticing your breathing, then you like you start to melt that unconscious behavior a bit.
Right.
And it's a practice, and I think that if we have big dreams or like huge aspirations in our lives that haven't been fulfilled and continue to be not fulfilled, then there's something going on in our unconscious world that is locking us up, kind of holding us away from those dreams. So that's why I really bring a lot of focus and attention to the believing and the aligning and the trusting in this process, because you may experience like, okay, well, yeah, I've done the visioning, I've done the communication, trying to do the work, but it's just not happening. And it's like, that's when you have to bring your attention to, okay, well, maybe I have some unconscious beliefs or ways in which I'm unconsciously holding myself in this position right now.
Right.
Is that helpful?
That's, it's hugely helpful. Yeah. I guess
right.
that's what I was thinking about, sort of reworking how I look at things, how I'm viewing things, and how to put things in also, like, looking at just finding the positive and see how things are going in the right direction.
Right. Good, yeah, it's going to be an experience and an experiment. You know, you take
mm-hmm.
this information out into your daily life and start playing with it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So this is a new process, you know, something to play with. It's something that you can really enjoy and experience. And I hope that this has been helpful in kind of illuminating and showing how each one of us can really create our own fulfilling lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to let you know that my own fulfilling life that I've created for myself has centered around helping others heal. And I found that sharing information and offering loving support to people during their health journeys is the thing that gives me the greatest joy in my life. So I've become a holistic health counselor. And as a holistic health counselor, I offer people customized 6-month counseling programs so that they can start manifesting their own healthier and happier lives. So this is one of those examples of how by bringing up your own level of fulfillment, you can really kind of spread that love and joy and help others bring up their level of fulfillment. Currently in my health counseling practice, I have 4 spaces available, and I would really love to offer them to people who are interested in this type of work. So I invite and encourage each one of you to consider scheduling a free initial consultation with me so that we can kind of explore where you're at in your life right now and where you'd like to be going. And get some clarity around it. The initial consultation is free. It lasts for about an hour on the phone, and it's actually really fun. It's a nice time to get to spend together and give yourself that opportunity to focus on your own well-being. If anybody on this call is interested in scheduling a consultation with me, then you can either email me, which you guys already have, or go to my website, www.radiantbalance.com, and follow the initial consultation link. For anybody who is on this call live today, I've decided to offer a discount off of the total cost of my counseling program if you should do a consultation and decide to become a client. I'll take $100 off of the total cost of the program just because I really appreciate you guys spending the time today and being interested in this material. And then I also thought that it would be nice to offer a referral gift for any of you who might be able to share this information with your friends or family members. I know that many of you have people in your lives that could really benefit from this type of support and information. So if you are able to refer somebody to me and they decide to become a client of my counseling program, then I'll send you one of my favorite books that can inspire your manifestation process and help you along your fulfilling life path. So if you do refer somebody, please be sure to email me and let me know who you referred and send along your mailing address so that I can send you a little present. So I am wondering at this point if anybody has any final questions about my counseling program, scheduling consultations, or any of the material we covered today.
Well, I don't have any question, but I just feel like I haven't said anything, and I just wanted to chime
in. Hi, Barbara.
I really found this useful, and I could really relate to what both Catherine and Sasha were sharing. I just wanted to say that I just appreciate, and I've been kind of going through like an internal process around my manifestation today, but a lot has shifted, you know, it's been really useful, so I just wanted to mention that.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And thank you all for being on the call today. It's been really fun to get to share this information. It's my most favorite topic in whole health, and I think it's one of the most fundamental. So yeah, I really appreciate spending this time with you and look forward to hearing from each of you in the future and hopefully to hear that you've been having great success with your manifestation process and feeling fulfilled in your life. So thank you so much for being here and many blessings. Peace.
Yay. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye.